Hijos míos, hoy es el día más importante en sus vidas. Cuando eran concebidos, en ese momento recibieron la vida humana, la vida natural. Pues en unos momentos, por su bautismo y después por la confirmación en el Espíritu Santo y finalmente por la recepción de la Sagrada Eucaristía del Señor, van a recibir la vida divina, la vida de Dios. Y por esa razón estaban en preparación por mucho tiempo, rezando, estudiando la palabra de Dios, estudiando la doctrina de la fe. ¿Por qué razón? Para abrir tu entendimiento, para abrir tu inteligencia y tu alma, su capacidad por amor, para abrirles a la gracia de Dios, que Él va a comunicar por medio de estos sacramentos. Y hay una lección profunda por nosotros, todos aquí, es precisamente por los sacramentos que Dios comunica su vida a nosotros. No tenemos la garantía de la vida de Dios, de la gracia de Dios en nuestras vidas, aparte de los sacramentos. Y por esa razón, hoy es una inauguración de una cosa nueva para ustedes, hijos míos, pues también por sus familias, que son una parte de este evento. No es la culminación, no es simplemente como graduación de un series de clases, pues toda esa preparación fue como una anticipación de este momento, que es la inauguración de una nueva vida. Una vida que va a continuar mañana, el domingo, cuando regresarán todos nosotros para santificar el día del Señor, para que ustedes puedan recibir su segunda comunión. Y es una tentación a veces considerar que esos momentos son puntos isolados de la vida, que lo más importante es que seamos bautizados y ya, o confirmados, o hacer la primera comunión y ya, hasta el punto de nuestra muerte. Pues no. Sí, esos momentos son importantes, pues como he dicho, una inauguración de una cosa nueva, una vida nueva. Es la primera etapa, no el destinación final. Y por eso, si queremos crecer, y todos nosotros queremos crecer en amor por Dios, lo que es necesario es que día por día continuamos crecer en la gracia que Dios está extendiendo a nosotros en este momento. My dear children, today is the most important day in your lives. More important even than the day when your human life began and your conception, when you received natural life. Because today, through baptism, which will make you a child of God, through the confirmation and sealing of the Holy Spirit, and through your reception of the body and blood of the Lord in your first Holy Communion, God will give you divine life, supernatural life, something that we cannot acquire on our own, something that we can never merit, earn, or deserve. God gives us through the sacraments which Jesus established in the church. And we have to be utterly convinced and live by that conviction that the only guarantee that we have of living in the grace of God in this life is through the sacraments that Christ has given us. And for that reason, your preparation for your initiation into the Lord through these sacraments today has taken many months. It's involved a lot of prayer and a lot of study of the Word of God and of the Catechism and the doctrine of the Church. Why? Not just so that you can be a kind of encyclopedia walking around with useful knowledge. That's certainly a good benefit of your formation. But it's given to you precisely so that your mind and heart can be open to the working of the Holy Spirit, which will take place today. And one of the temptations we have to avoid if we wish to be faithful disciples of Jesus, is to think that the sacraments are somehow isolated moments of our life, that all we have to do is be baptized and then we stop, or be confirmed and then we stop, or that we receive our first Holy Communion and then we stop, and then our next visit to the Church of God is at our funeral, or maybe our wedding. That's not what Jesus wants from us. That's not what he's inviting us to. He's inviting us to a new kind of life, which begins for you children and young people today in your baptism, your confirmation, and your first Holy Communion. And in a certain sense, it begins for your parents and your families and your godparents as well, because they all take on a new responsibility today in helping you to grow in your faith, because today's not graduation from your CCE classes. It's the beginning. This is the starting point. Think of someone who's training for a race, a runner who's going to be in a track meet. He may spend weeks and weeks and months, maybe even years, training his body, getting in shape, eating properly, pushing himself to the limit, so that when the day of the race comes, he can sprint out of the stocks and triumph over all his opponents and all those who are racing with him. Well, all of your preparation up to this point has been training, but now the race begins. And unlike a 100-yard sprint, this race lasts for our entire life. Indeed, it lasts for all eternity. And we have great confidence, because we're not competing against anybody but ourselves. And we know that the Holy Spirit is like the wind at our back. It's God that will be urging us on, because he wants us to emerge victorious at the finish line. So today is a beginning. And really, one of the first tests you will face as new Christians is tomorrow. It's a test for your parents and godparents, too. What happens tomorrow? It's Sunday, the Lord's Day. Today does not take the place of Sunday. And so your first response on that sprint, on that race, is to return tomorrow. And I would encourage you, when you return to Mass tomorrow with your families, that you wear your first communion clothes and your baptismal clothes that you're wearing today, if you wish to. You don't have to, but if you want. I know the girls may want to, right, because they'll look so pretty. And, I mean, wear them as long as you like until you outgrow them. Which for some of you will be like in a week, I think, the way you're sprouting. But that will be an outward reminder to you and to everyone else of the important beginning that you have made. And what is that beginning? In baptism, you will be made a child of God the Father, and all your sins will be wiped away. In confirmation, you will receive an outpouring of the Holy Spirit that will strengthen you to be a disciple of Christ. In Holy Communion, you will receive the body and blood of Jesus the Lord to strengthen you and to be that inner energy that you will need in order to be a disciple of the one who's calling you today. So let's take to heart all of that today, that great gift, and be grateful. We will persevere, I think, the more that we are grateful. You know, by praying, by receiving the sacraments, by trying to live a life of faith, we're not doing God any favors. He doesn't need any of that, because he's already perfection. We're doing ourselves a favor. In fact, it's God who's doing us a favor by allowing us to enter into his life. And one of the ways that really can help keep us on that path is simply by growing in gratitude, growing in thankfulness, never forgetting what God has done for us, and always responding to that gift. En unos momentos, hijos míos, van a recibir tres sacramentos. El bautismo, que va a transformarles en hijos de Dios con todos sus pecados perdonados. Y después, en su confirmación, van a ser sellados por el Espíritu Santo para recibir su poder, su fuerza, para sostenerles en su vida de fe como discípulos de Cristo. Y finalmente, en su primera comunión, van a recibir el cuerpo del Señor como una energía interior para asistirles continuar la peregrinación que empiezan hoy. ¿Y qué es necesario por nosotros si queremos finalizar esta peregrinación en la gracia de Dios? Creo que una cosa esencial es gratitud, un espíritu de gratitud a Dios, siendo muy conscientes de todo que Él compartió con nosotros, todo que Él dio por nosotros. Y lo más que podemos ser, tener gratitud por sus dones, creo que la más posibilidad de nuestra perseverancia. Y por eso expresemos hoy en nuestros corazones esta gratitud y seamos abiertos a los dones de vida divina que Dios quiere dar a ustedes y a todos nosotros.
Please rise, de pie por favor.